Divine Risings, and welcome to my podcast. My name is Divine Butterfly, aka Olympia Tates. If you are here, then you're ready for this journey of shadow work. I myself am on mine, and if you're ready for it, it is a never-ending journey. Once you start, you will always have to watch everything you do from that point on, in the sense of your shadow self working on it. So in this introduction, you need to understand that you have to be willing to realize the unconscious mind and how it actually works and how the conscious part of the mind works. I'm going to briefly describe the conscious part of the mind for you all to kind of get an idea. And if you don't understand it, you can always research a little bit better. And then for my next podcast, I will get deeper into these things. So your conscious part of your mind is actively aware of anything at any given moment. Your awareness, your thinking and your reasoning, your memory access, your interaction with the world. Contrast with your subconscious. And your subconscious part of the brain is that part that operates below the conscious awareness. It's the storing the memories, it's the beliefs, the habits that shape your behavior and your decisions. So we need to figure out a way to control those emotions during certain situations with people, like arguments or disagreements, because your emotions don't matter. It's the situation at hand. Sorry for the smacking, guys. The unconscious part of the mind is the psych that operates outside of the conscious awareness, but it still influences your thoughts and your behaviors, your emotions. Because basically, the unconscious mind is like it encompasses the thoughts, the feelings, the memories, and the impulses that you're not readily accessible to, like the conscious part of your mind. Okay, so this is beyond the conscious, is the awareness of it. Okay, so getting into that part of it, and then the next step, which will be into the next podcast, because again, this is just an introduction. Of shadow working and needing you to understand that it's not easy. And that's why I said it's a never-ending journey, because it's not easy to deal with yourself. When we understand things that we're always used to repeating, repetition of things, we're used to that. We know what's going to come with it versus the unknown. So if we know that we change, there's things there that we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know the actions and the causes of things over there, right, that's going to occur. Because over here on this side that we're hiding from people, even ourselves as well, is the part that we distance from everybody. We don't let them see that, but they see it. We just, when they tell us, but we reflect our BS off onto them. So again, shadow working is basically you being fearful of the unknown, when sometimes the unknown is the best way to go, because that's a better side sometimes when we don't feel like it is, because again, it's that fear. So I need you all to understand that, again, this is just an introduction. And if you're still here, I appreciate it and I thank you. And we will get into how to spot your own shadow self, which is noticing the triggers and things that come about with shadow working, and how to fix them in a sense. And once you understand them and fix them, things get a little better. But again, you will have tests along the way. Tests are lessons and blessings, though, okay, people? You have to learn a lesson in order for it not to keep occurring. When we have lessons, it's there for a reason. It's putting it out there like, hey, you need to fix this. And if you don't fix it, it's going to keep repeating itself, right? So if you leave that fear part behind and walk into that unknown, things will get better. But again, it's not an easy journey. It is so hard to face yourself sometimes, at least for me it was. So I say all that to say that, again, if you're still here, this is just an introduction to the podcast for shadow work. And I hope that you come back. I hope that you have stayed. And I definitely will, again, get into how to spot your own triggers and things on the next episode. If you come back, of course, and if you're still here, I will post every single Thursday. And if I'm not able to post every single Thursday, I will definitely be posting every other Thursday. We have general life, and usually Thursdays are my better days, but sometimes I get a little busy on those days and I can't fit things in. So I will definitely continue to post these. so that you all kind of get the idea of shadow working and how to fix your problems in your life. That is the reason for me starting this shadow work for myself. I had personal things going on and I had general life things going on. And since I've started this journey, it wasn't easy. It isn't easy, but it has gotten so much better. And I feel amazing since I've started this journey. It didn't start out amazing, but it getting to a further, what is the words I'm looking for? I'm sorry, I'm stumbling here. But it's more so you learn things along the way. And once you start to have a repetition of the good things instead of the bad things, things are just that much better for you. That's basically what I'm trying to say. So again, my name is Divine Butterfly, aka Olympia Tates. I can be found on TikTok. And again, I hope that you all will come back to this podcast. And if you do, I will see you then. And thank you. And I'm so happy that you've decided to go on this journey. And again, thank you for coming to this podcast. I appreciate you all. Divine Risings, everyone.